In his first 3.5 years as governor, Chris Christie held more than 100 town halls and took questions from the press several times a week. But that's changed now as he runs for re-election. Neither the governor nor his second-in-command, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, have held press conferences in weeks. Voters are well acquainted with Christie, but his running mate is almost entirely unknown. Yet, as New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports, she could soon be the most powerful person in the state.
During the two legally required gubernatorial debates, Governor Chris Christie was cagey about whether he'd stay a full term.
I have no idea what the next 4 years are going to bring me. Absolutely no idea. And I don't think that the people of New Jersey expect me to be able to predict what will happen over the next 4 years.
This year, Governor Christie spent about a quarter of his time outside of the state. If he's reelected in November and runs for president in 2016, political analysts say campaigning would likely take him out of the state much more. And whenever he isn't in New Jersey, his lieutenant governor, Kim Guadagno, is in charge. If Christie were to win the presidency, she would step up as governor. But more than 70% of New Jerseyans don't know enough about Guadagno to even have an opinion of her, according to a Rutgers University Eagleton poll. And the media has little access to her. When she appears at ribbon-cutting ceremonies or speaking engagements, her public schedule says she will have no availability. That means she will not answer questions from the media. Governor Christie was asked why at a recent debate.
She appears publicly all the time, and if you and the press would show up, she answers questions from you all the time. My understanding is you guys just never show up to see her.
So I did show up. I went to a luncheon in Matawan, New Jersey, where Guadagno was speaking. Still, she denied my request for an interview.
One question,
I'm sorry, I'm really close.
But
sorry.
Thank you very much. You know, no availability means no availability.
Guadagno hasn't held a press conference in 5 months. Christie hasn't in 6 weeks. Guadagno is a former federal prosecutor, a former law professor at Rutgers University, and the first female sheriff in Monmouth County. She has a slightly self-deprecating sense of humor. She jokes with the crowd at the luncheon that she can't always get state agencies to call her back.
I now make these phone calls. Hi, I'm Kim Guadagno. Chris Christie asked me to give you a call. I'm his lieutenant governor. Could you call me back? People call me back now.
Christie put her in charge of economic development, tourism, and elections in the state. And she says she is very accessible to small business owners. In an attempt to prove that, she asked the small crowd at the luncheon for a show of hands.
How many people in this room have my cell phone number?
No one raised their hand.
Oh, good. So you don't know me very well. Okay, by the end of this luncheon, I'll hope to make it worth your while. I will be giving you my cell phone number, so get a pen and paper out.
In all her appearances, Guadagno makes it clear that Governor Christie is the face and voice of the administration. During a lieutenant governor's debate, the candidates were asked about Christie's decision to spend close to $5 million in federal Hurricane Sandy relief money on commercials to boost tourism. He chose a company that pitched commercials featuring him. It cost $2 million more than the alternative bid. Guadagno's opponent, Millie Silva, criticized the spending.
We would have preferred to see the faces of the men and women who are small business owners on the Jersey Shore to make sure that Governor Christie was in the commercials is not a wise use of resources.
Guadagno defended it.
The face of Sandy before the storm was Governor
Ladies
Christie.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
The face of Sandy after the storm was Governor Christie. And the face of recovery after the storm was Governor Christie.
The Democratic candidate, Millie Silva, is running with Barbara Buono, Christie's opponent. Silva hasn't held political office before, but for the past 20 years, she's organized in low-income communities on issues of affordable housing and good jobs. She's a labor union executive representing healthcare workers in the state. She's petite with a resolute voice, her curly hair often slicked back in a tight bun. Born in the Bronx and raised by her single mother from Puerto Rico, Silva was the first in her family to go to college. She says Guadagno is out of touch with voters when it comes to issues like marriage equality.
When it comes to common sense gun reform, when it stands up for women's issues, as the lieutenant governor, she is the number two in the state. She's standing by Governor Christie and his values and his policies, and she's running on that platform.
And when voters go to the polls on November 5th, they won't be thinking that a vote for Christie could actually mean they're voting in Guadagno as governor, says David Redlosk. He's the director of the Rutgers Eagleton poll.
It requires them to kind of imagine a
future in which something might happen.
Redlawsk is a political psychologist studying voter decision-making in elections. He says voters have virtually no perception of either of the lieutenant governor candidates. 71% say they don't know Guadagno. 76% say the same about Milly Silva.
It's not surprising for Silva because, you know, she's not in office. It is surprising that people know virtually nothing about Guadagno. Christie is the face and voice of the administration, and virtually nobody else gets heard from.
New Jersey Public Radio has made several requests for an interview with Guadagno, even asking for just 5 minutes with her. The Christie Guadagno campaign says there is no time in her schedule. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.